Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. U.S. forces strike inside Venezuela, all as China fires rockets into waters 12 miles from Taiwan's coast. Two flashpoints, two hemispheres, one unmistakable message. We're going to see how these two operations reveal the most profound shift in global power since the end of the last world war, and it's accelerating faster than anyone wants to admit. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you make sense of the madness with breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else, so make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Just days ago, President Trump revealed something extraordinary on the Sid and Friends radio show. U.S. forces had just destroyed a major narco submarine and boat manufacturing facility deep inside Venezuela. Not along the coast, not in international waters, inside Venezuela itself.
And we just knocked out, I don't know if you read or you saw, they have a big plant or a big facility where they send the, you know, where the ships come from. Two nights ago, we knocked that out. So we hit them very hard. But drugs are down over 97%. Can you believe it?
That is, I mean, you have done a miracle for all Americans.
Here's President Trump just hours ago.
More about the explosion in Venezuela that you mentioned in a radio interview. Did the military do that?
Well, it doesn't matter, but there was a major explosion in the dock area where they load the boats up with drugs. They load the boats up with drugs, so we hit all the boats, and now we hit the area. It's the implementation area. That's where they implement, and that is no longer around. I don't want to comment on that.
Now, what appears to be very key here is that this wasn't some symbolic airstrike. Intelligence suggests MQ-9 Reaper drones and possibly F-35 stealth fighters operating under cover of darkness obliterated infrastructure belonging to President Maduro's Cartel de los Soles, which is the regime's drug trafficking apparatus that funnels billions of dollars in order to keep the Venezuelan dictatorship alive. The operation came after months of U.S. naval forces blowing up narco-terrorist boats in international waters, tracking each vessel back to its source, building the intelligence map, all of that then leading to targeting the production hub itself, and ultimately targeting Maduro. For nearly 13 years after Hugo Chavez designated him as his successor, Maduro's survival hasn't been accidental. It's structural. He's perfected what scholars call the Confederation of Actors model, distributing power, resources, and responsibilities across military elites, paramilitary groups called colectivos, and Communist Party apparatchiks to ensure no single faction can overthrow him. According to the UN, these paramilitaries have been crucial in suppressing opposition during periods of unrest, most especially in their last presidential election, which Maduro clearly stole. And as the external pressure has been intensifying, most recently with U.S. forces commandeering Venezuelan oil tankers, Maduro has only doubled down. His regime recently announced moving to an armed phase of the revolution that's based on the Maoist protracted people's war doctrine, and he's ordered his defense minister to arm factory workers and prepare for national defense. Media censorship is intensified. There are new laws that impose 30-year prison sentences for justifying coercive actions against the country. It all reeks of desperation, very similar to what the Democrats imposed in our country during the Biden years. Again, the key here is that none of this suggests confidence or security. It evidences the exact opposite, a sense of despair, of impending defeat. Now, at the exact same time, half a world away, China launched what Beijing and outside observers are calling the largest military exercises the People's Liberation Army has ever conducted around Taiwan. Dubbed Justice Mission 2025, the exercise deployed bombers, fighter jets, naval destroyers, drones, and critically rocket forces across seven zones completely encircling the island. Now, these weren't symbolic patrols. China fired rockets and long-range artillery into waters right off of Taiwan, some within 12 nautical miles of its coast. Live fire drills simulated strikes on land and maritime targets. State broadcaster CCTV emphasized the core theme of it all: blockade of key Taiwanese ports, including Keelung in the north and Kaohsiung in the south. Taiwan's Ministry of National Defense, of course, called the drills, quote, highly provocative and reckless, placing forces on high alert after detecting Chinese military planes and 11 vessels operating around the island. Dozens of flights to Taiwan's outlying islands were canceled, affecting roughly 6,000 passengers. More than 850 international flights faced delays, commercial shipping rerouted. The message was unmistakable. These exercises weren't just military theater. They were rehearsals. When drills reached this scale and complexity, coordinating Army, Navy, Air Force, rocket forces simultaneously to practice blockade and control of key ports and critical regions, they stop looking like training and they start looking like preparation for the real thing. Taiwan's defense analysts noted the exercises marked China's sixth major round of war games since 2022, each larger and closer to Taiwan than the last one. As one analyst put it, the zones collectively represent a de facto blockade of the Taiwan Strait. And the timing reveals everything. These drills come just 11 days after the Trump administration announced an $11.1 billion arms sale to Taiwan, the largest weapons package ever for the island. They followed Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi's warning in November that a Chinese attack on Taiwan could trigger military response from Tokyo. China's top diplomat, Wang Yi, declared Tuesday that Beijing would forcefully counter large-scale U.S. weapon sales and that any attempt to obstruct unification with Taiwan will inevitably end in cataclysmic failure. Now, President Trump, for his part, just brushed off these concerns. He said he wasn't particularly worried, and he noted China's conducted exercises around Taiwan like this for years. But the historical parallel is rather chilling. You know, before Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, Moscow conducted repeated large-scale military exercises near Ukraine's borders, insisting they were just routine, defensive, you know, temporary. Troops were already positioned, equipment was staged, logistics were flowing, and when the order came, there was no dramatic mobilization. The switch from exercise to invasion happened almost seamlessly. Beijing studied that lesson closely over the past 4 years. But what's happening in both hemispheres goes way beyond military exercises and strikes. What we're seeing in both cases is evidence of a whole new worldwide political order rising, and it's literally changing everything.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
While Trump unleashes a political reckoning There is another crisis poisoning every American in some way, shape, or form, even in the comfort of our own homes. I'm talking about the microplastic epidemic. Now, you may have heard about this, but this is pretty shocking stuff. Check this out.
White ones, we got clear ones.
Tons of microplastics wash ashore all over the world every day. And now for the first time, scientists in the Netherlands have detected microplastic pollution in human blood.
All the microplastics and nanoplastics we are exposed to, we inhale and we ingest, that actually, you know, there's too much, so much plastic that it can even enter our bloodstream.
The Dutch study on blood samples from healthy adults detected tiny plastic particles in 80% of people.
That's right. There's a microplastic crisis poisoning every American in some way, shape, or form. They're in our food, our water, our meats, our proteins. In fact, according to a recent study, we now ingest 6 times more microplastics than in 1990. It's wreaking havoc on our health and on our organ functions, and unfortunately, no one is immune from this, but there is an amazing solution. There's a unique bacterial strain found only in kimchi that's been found to effectively degrade microplastics. In fact, traditional kimchi is one of the world's most powerful superfoods, but let's be honest, it's messy, it's strong smelling, and not exactly easy to eat every single day. So that's why our good friends over at Brightcore created Kimchi One. Now you can get all the benefits of premium fermented kimchi in convenient capsule form. No mess, no taste, no hassle. I've been taking Kimchi One every single day for months now, and gang, I love it. Each capsule delivers over 900 probiotic strains, live enzymes, and antioxidants that help restore balance in your gut. People are seeing improvements in digestion, bloating, regularity, energy, metabolism. Studies show that kimchi even reduces the risk of obesity. Kimchi One is all natural, non-GMO, and 100% made right here in the USA. It's completely dairy-free, gluten-free, soy-free, so just anyone can take it. I personally love it, and I love knowing that I'm supporting my gut and overall health in one simple step. So if you've been looking for a way to boost your immune system and remove microplastic toxins from your body, this is it. You can get 25% off your order by going to the link below, or for an even better deal, give them a call. My friends at Brightcore would love to chat with you, and they're going to give you 50% off plus free shipping. Call them at 888-597-0233. The first 100 callers to order are going to get a free bottle of vitamin D3. Again, you only get that 50% off and free shipping when you give them a call. So once again, that number is 888-597-0233. These strikes and military exercises aren't isolated crises. They're symptoms of the same tectonic shift, the rise of what scholars call civilizationalism and the transition from a unipolar world where there was only one global superpower to a multipolar world order where there are now numerous powers organized around multiple civilizational spheres. Civilizationalism is an identity-based politics that openly and overtly rejects Western liberal universalism by asserting that distinct civilizations, not individual nation states, but distinct civilizations are the primary units of global politics. So Russia, China, India, and their ideological allies argue that liberal democracy, human rights, free markets, these aren't universal values. They're products of Western civilization suited only to the West. President Putin often frames Russia as the original civilization state, reflecting both how Russia understands itself domestically and internationally in terms of the rising civilizationalist world. Xi Jinping describes China as well as a civilization state, possessing 5,000 years of continuous civilization, framing the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, as custodian of this ancient Confucian legacy. Narendra Modi speaks similarly of India with the same civilizationalist language. These aren't marketing slogans. They're ideological frameworks that legitimize world populations as culturally authentic while redefining liberal democracy as a foreign imposition. And they justify their own territorial expansion within their own civilizational hegemony as historical rectification. Civilizationalism provides what scholars call ontological security, a stable sense of collective identity that resists Western socializing pressures. It allows regimes to reject liberal norms, not as politically undesirable, but as civilizationally inappropriate. Putin presents the liberal West not merely as a geopolitical rival, but as a civilizational adversary engaged in moral and spiritual assault on Russian identity. This framing supports, of course, Russia's invasion of Ukraine, framed as protecting Orthodox Slavic peoples and Russian diaspora communities from Western encroachment. Similarly, China's Belt and Road Initiative, its assertion of sovereignty over Taiwan, and its construction of military bases in the South China Sea are all justified as expressions of China's civilizational heritage and rejuvenation. And as these ancient civilizations reawaken, the world order increasingly shifts away from unipolarity, where the United States was the lone sole superpower, to now multipolarity, a world order where multiple centers of power coexist, each pursuing its own civilizationalist vision with unique sets of rules, values, and institutions. And so now the pattern becomes clear. Venezuela and Taiwan are both within their own respective civilizationalist spheres, dominated by a primary civilizational power, the Anglo-American-dominated Western Hemisphere and the Chinese-dominated Eastern Hemisphere. These are two civilizationalist projects facilitating and protecting their own regional hegemony. Trump's determination to crush Venezuelan drug trafficking and China's encirclement of Taiwan operate on the same logic. Both powers see their actions not as territorial aggression, but as civilizational restoration, correcting either the ravaging of American society through the international drug trade or rectifying the historical humiliation of Taiwan's separation and completing China's rejuvenation as a great civilization. Moreover, Venezuela receives military hardware, intelligence support, and diplomatic cover from both Moscow and Beijing, which the Trump administration sees as a direct encroachment on our own civilizational sovereignty. This is the world of multipolarity in action, awakening right before our very eyes, whether in the guise of American military strikes or Chinese invasion drills. The civilization state is rapidly rising to remake the world order increasingly organized around nation, culture, custom, and tradition. Two hemispheres, two flashpoints. And as it turns out, these twin operations, thousands of miles apart, have one purpose: the remaking of a very new and ancient world. Hey, before you go, gang, do not miss out. Every Friday, my weekly wrap-up gives you everything you missed during the week. Live streams, top videos, podcasts, events, and the week's biggest Patriot wins. Sign up free at turley.pub/recap and start ending your week with faith, family, and freedom.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.